Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara on Chaf Tes Amud Aleph, where the top lines of the E Hachi. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'iloi Nishmas Shulamis Bas Yaakov. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. So the Gemara was discussing Machlokes Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan as to what was the nature of the father being able to make an Aziras upon his son. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a special halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim. So there's not going to be any rules that we could derive from it, meaning halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim. This is how the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim was taught. As opposed to Reish Lakish, he says it's all a din, l'chora derabanan, of chinuch, that he should, we said that that Nadarim that Nazir is rather siag leprishus. So therefore, it leads to a life of abstinence and avoiding the worldly pleasures, and that's a good thing for a son to learn. And that's the idea of chinuch. So the Gemara asks a kasha on the shita of Reish Lakish. The Gemara says, ihachi, if it's really true that this is a din derabanan based on chinuch, afilu ishanami, then also a woman should be chayev, or should be allowed to have naziras on her son. So the Gemara assumes, pashat at this point, that the halacha of chinuch would apply to the mother, that the mother should teach her son chinuch. So it says the Gemara, Kasavar ish chayev l'chanech b'no b'mitzvos, v'in ish chayev es l'chanech es b'no. So Reish Lakish apparently holds that the chiyuv of chinuch, to teach the son the ways of Hashem and the mitzvos, is on the father for the son, as opposed to the mother. It's not on the mother. That is the din of Reish Lakish. And since the mother is not obligated to train her son in the mitzvos, the Rabbanan did not give her the power to make him a nazir. So apparently, though, Rabbi Yochanan, who's going to disagree with this, Tosos Yishanim and Yuma, another Rishonim point this out, that if Rabbi Yochanan is going to argue with this, he obviously would hold that there would be a chiyuv on the mother to teach chinuch to the child, just like there would be a chiyuv on the father as well. And not only that, the ma'isam is manazeh, like the, I don't say the ikar chinuch, but definitely the majority of time is spent with the mother. The mother is teaching the son, so definitely there would be a inyan of chinuch on the mother. So said the Gemara, Bishlam al Rabbi Yochanan halacha ibn Nazir. So now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, I understand it's a special halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim. Am tilachi bno in and bitolo. That it's only upon the son that the father is able to do this. That's the way that halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim was said specifically about the halachas of Naziras, as opposed to Bito, who's a ketana, his daughter, who's below the age of bas mitzvah. He's not able to be mad to her onto Naziris. El Reish Lakish, afilu bito, but according to Reish Lakish, who holds that the right to impose Naziris on the child is a din, they're abundant of chinuch, why can't you do it for your daughter also? So the Gemara says, Kasavar b'no chayev l'chancha, bito eno chayev l'chancha. The Reish Lakish apparently holds that a father is obligated to do chinuch only for his son, but not for his daughter. So again, we can make l'chor the same analysis that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with, that would hold that there's obviously a mitzvah of chinuch on the father to train his daughter to do mitzvahs, Torah mitzvahs as well, applies to the chinuch of his daughter. So says the Gemara, Vayter Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan to Amar Halacha ibn Nazir. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, I understand that there's a halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim, so ahachi ben Nazirus in ben Nadarim lo. So this is a special halacha that only applies to Nazirus and not to Nadarim, because that's, again, that's how the halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim was taught. You can't ask kashas from how the halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim was taught over to us. However, according to Reish Lakish, there's Lakish, afilu Nadarim nami, that the halacha should apply equally to Nadarim. Just like the Mishnah tells us that Nazirus is siag leprishus, so too is Nadarim siag leprishus. So if the whole thing was teaching the son about living a life of abstinence and not indulging in all the worldly pleasures, so too an eder also would accomplish the same idea. The Mishnah Navos tells us that. So lech ora, why don't we assume that this should be the same halacha of year? So the Gemara says, lo mi bayi kamar. So Mishnah is telling us that it's the lashon of lo mi bayi afilu, that meaning not only this, but even that. That's the format of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling you two chiddushim. One is a bigger chiddush and one less of a chiddush. But the Mishnah is telling you that only the bigger chiddush, that the other one you can learn from the bigger chiddush. Meaning that lo mibay nedarim de leis lenivel. It's not, you don't even need to mention the halacha of nedarim, because the nedarim, those are not necessarily causing a major nivel, a major chitaron. He's not depriving him of anything major if it's only one thing. As opposed to elafilu minaziras to islay nivel. When it comes to naziras, we're causing the son that he can't drink wine, he can't go to matam elameis, and he's also going to have to cut his hair. All those things, afilu achi chayv lachancho. That's a stronger level of a imposition that you're putting on the son, and still it works. So pashut, a case of neder according to Reish Lakish, yes, would also work on the son as well. So the Gemara says again, "Vayter bishlam Rabbi Yochanan amar lacha minazir." So according to Rabbi Yochanan, understand who says this is a lacha l'moshe misinai by nazirus. Hainu diktani michal shemichiu krovav. That the idea of the protesting should make sense because again, kach ne'amar lacha that the right of the relatives to reject the nazirus is part of the lacha l'moshe misinai. El Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yuda Rabbi Chanina rather amar b'shlokish. If the whole idea is based on chinuch, then kol kaminim krovim darminin le lotig rinim mitzvos. That what gives the right to the relatives to say, don't do this mitzvah? Why should they be able to protest for the son on behalf of the son if it's a din of chinuch? Let the father do the chinuch that the way he wants to. So says the Gemara, kasavar kol chinuch de luchashiv lo nichalei. Rish Lakish apparently holds that any method of training which does not meet with the approval of the krovim of the child, lo nichalei, is not going to be something which the child wants to do. The child, the Rosh says, he's going to be like embarrassed to do such a mitzvah if it's not everyone agrees around him. He's going to feel like this peer pressure. He's doing something different than everybody else. He's going to feel different. He's going to feel weird. So therefore, the Rabbanan did not wish to make that part of the chinuch because it was going to influence him maybe in a negative fashion. And therefore, such to prevent that situation, we don't have the right of chinuch there. So this is a major lesson, firstly, in the halachas of chinuch, that when something is going to be embarrassing or give the son a negative connotation of a mitzvah, so that lechora, the mitzvah of chinuch, is not necessarily going to apply. Remember Rav Chizkiya Neventzel Shlita, he told me about his father, Rav Neventzel, that Neventzel is a yeki, and he's pretty makbid about a lot of the yeki shem and hagim. If you ever hear him daven for the almond, like he does like random nigunim that we never heard of, the yeki shem nigunim on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So Rav Neventzel usually follows it. That he's very pretty makbid about minhagim. So when it came to the wearing a talis, we know that the yekish minhag is that we should wear a talis from bar mitzvah. So Rav Chizkiya told us that Rav Neventzel did not. He told him not to follow this minhag. So he's always wondering why it's he was so makbid about minhagim. So he later revealed to him many years later, I think after he got married, whatever it was. And he asked him, maybe for his children, should he do it? So he said that he felt that they were going to feel embarrassed about wearing a talis. And Rav Neventzel was very choshish that, look, what's going to happen? You're going to feel this negative connotation about wearing a talis because you're embarrassed the whole time. You're the only one wearing a talis in Cheder, and no one else is wearing a talis. And you're going to feel very embarrassed about this mitzvah. I didn't want you to have a negative connotation of wearing a talis is a beautiful thing. So do it when you get married like everybody else. And so Ad Kedikach, Rav Neventzel was so makarav and hugging, but he felt that that could be inhibiting the chinuch because it's going to be giving them a negative feel of mitzvahs. So that's a very fascinating halacha when it comes to the mitzvah of chinuch. Also, I always quote Rav Shechter. I never found the Maror Malkum for where Rav Shechter gets this from. That there's two levels of chinuch d'oraisa and chinuch d'rabbanan. That we know, v'shanta levanecha. Okay, teaching your children and teaching them the hamahalei chachayim and teaching them how to live life is chinuch d'oraisa. But where he gets the chilek in dinim, I'm not exactly sure. Says there's also chinuch d'rabbanan. So he says that what is chinuch d'oraisa is that to make sure that they're going to be erlech yidin. They're going to like mitzvos and like doing avodas Hashem. And chinuch d'rabbanan is actual formal training of the particular mitzvah, like we see here, like actually showing him what nazirus is like, showing him what this is like, showing him what everything is like. So that's the idea of chinuch d'rabbanan. So Rav Shechter said, when it comes to chinuch d'oraisa versus chinuch d'rabbanan, chinuch d'oraisa should win. And what was the example? Is that if the whole idea of chinuch d'oraisa is that you want your son to be erlech and love mitzvos, it's very similar to what we're just saying now in Reish Lakish and Rav Neventzel, is that then you want him to keep a mahalik of keeping the Torah, so that means that if you're imposing it on him and you're forcing him to do it, he's going to have this negative taste towards it. So yes, you're doing chinuch d'rabbanan by showing him to come to shul and forcing him to come and not when he doesn't really want to, etc. So that's giving him a negative taste in the future. So that's chinuch d'oraisa. You're kilu violating the chinuch d'oraisa. Because again, he's not going to like Torah mitzvos, and you, yes, you've accomplished having him do come to the shul, whatever it was you forced him to do, but you have to be very careful in being shokel what you're forcing your children to do. We see from over here, it's not necessarily kedai to say that. Not even that, Tosos actually give the gedder, because Tosos is going to be bothered by later in the daf. Tosos is talking about how could it be that katan ochel nevelos, if we have over here, you're mechayiv to do mitzvah. So Tosos says, it's also a very important lesson for chinuch, that it might only be that the mitzvah of chinuch is applying for the mitzvah saseh. To prevent him from doing the losa, says might not even be shayach to chinuch at all. It's one of the suggestions of Tosos. Okay, so but that's also a big yisod in chinuch, is that showing him the positive light of Yiddishkeit, showing how geshmak is, how amazing it is to be. I think that's something that we have to work on. Everybody has to work on that, is to show how amazing it is, especially living in America. We have all the taivas olam and everyone else thinks it's always a burden. Show him what amazing Shabbos is, how excited for Shabbos. That's the best thing that we could do for the chinuch of our children. They asked Rav Moshe many years ago that there was people or Moser nefesh that they were They were moser nefesh for Torah and for mitzvos, and their children were mamash falling off the derech one by one. Rachman al Etzlan. So that's Rav Moshe. What's going on? These people, he lost his job every week for Shabbos, and he was moser nefesh, and his child is just throwing it away and going and not becoming religious and throwing it away, not keeping shomer Torah and mitzvos. So Rav Moshe said it's because that how did they do it? How did they do it? He said in Yiddish, it's very satani yid that it was that they would say that it's hard to be a Jew. It's tough to be a Jew. It's hard for me to be a Jew. To have that negative connotation, so the son's going to say, "What do I need this for? What do I need this for? I don't want to become frum." As opposed to, if you show how geschmack it is, how amazing it is, so that shows a child, oh, wow, Yiddishkeit really is amazing. And it is, obviously, to have a connection to Hashem and the Rebbeinu Shalom is the best thing we could have in the world. That's the lo nichaleh, displeasing to the child. We don't have the mitzvah of chinuch. Okay, that was our chinuch word for a few minutes. Let's go right to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, "Bishlam of Rabbi Yochanan." Da'amar halacha he ben Nazir. Now I understand according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says it's a special halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai with regards to halacha of Nazir. Mishum hachi megaleach. So that is why the child is able to shave his head, finishing the mitzvah the aved hakafa, and therefore you'd be uprooting the normal iser deresa of bal takif of lo sakifu pe'as rosh shechem. We're familiar with this about payas, right? We all have chayv and payas. That's all shayla. Meaning, where do we cut the a person who if we don't have the elongated ones, that's okay, hit or something else. But the idea of not shaving off the sides of our heads is iser deresa. So that's why you can't you have to like the bone or it should be a little bit lower. Really, many machmir for being a little bit lower than that. But either way, that's an iser deresa to shave off that area. Yet a nazir, because of the essay dechalosa, say is able to literally round off hakafa, to round off the edges of his hair, which normally again is an iser deresa. But if according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, and the name of Rabbi Shlakish, it's the whole idea is chinuch, kim mitzvah hakav hakafa. Through doing this mitzvah of chinuch derabanan, you're going to be the child would be over an iser deresa, and that would be something which is obviously going to be problematic. You're doing for him actively the Isra Dereisa. Now the Rishonim point out, aye, but yes, he's also a katan below the age of bar mitzvah, so it's only a din derabanan. Yes, but still, the Rabbanan would never made you do something which is going to now have you do this iser on the child. So we wouldn't allow this to happen. So the Gemara answers, how are we going to answer for Rish Lakish? Kasav Rakavas Kol Arosh Mederabanan. Rish Lakish apparently holds that the iser of shaving the entire head is only derabanan. According to Rish Lakish, the din deraisa is apparently, the Rush says, is cutting off your hair, like on the sideburns, the same length of the hair behind one's ears. Like shaving that off, that would be the Isser Dereisa. However, according to Rish Lakish, shaving off all the hair, that's not actually an Isser Dereisa, it's only an Isser Derabanan. Now, we don't pass that, we hold it as an Isser Dereisa. So the Gemara says, Kasavra, I think, Kasavra Kovas Kosher Derabanan, Vichinuch Mederabanan. So therefore, Asi Chinuch Derabanan, Vedachi Akafa Derabanan. Since it wasn't a violation of what would have been an Isser Dereisa for when the kid is older, so therefore, it's only a lav of Derabanan, and therefore for the chinuch of showing him what Nazir is all about, so then with that would supersede the Isser, which is only in nature Derabanan, of the Derabanan of shaving the entire head. So now the Gemara has a sixth kash in Rish Lakish. Now we're to number six. Bishlam al Rabbi Yochanan Damar Lacha ibn Nazir Tzalacha al Shemus Seminai. Ahachi Megaleach Maisi Korban. So then it makes sense that the son, when he's done, he's able to bring a korban, because that's how the halacha Moshe Mitzvah said, you're allowed to bring kachim. Ela Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rish Lakish, Kedil Lachancha, the mitzvah, the whole idea is train the son in mitzvahs and he could bring the korbanos. Haka Maisi Chulin Lazara. He is committing an Isser Dereisa of bringing Chulin Lazara. That, right? The Isser Dereisa. Because at the end of the day, he's not chayiv in the korban, and the korban is going to be shechted on his behalf, and that is an iser deraisa. So lechora, that when it comes to that, we know that right there's a chatas and olan ashlamim for a nazir. The only one that would be an iser deraisa here is the chatas, because the other two you could be bringing as a tnai nedava. So since those are going to be voluntarily, it's not an issue. Really, the iser would be on the chatas. But either way, still according to this, they're bringing the chatas lazara, which is an iser deraisa. Lechora over here, you're not allowed to bring it even to the chatzar of the Beis HaMikdash, that's going to be the Isser over here. So the Gemara says, when it comes to shechting it, bringing them in, Amanas to shech them is going to be the Isser. So the Gemara says, Kasavra chulin mazara lav doraisa. So according to this, bringing these animals into only the chatzar, that area is not going to be the Isser doraisa. Some will understand that the Gersh of the Rush had was chulin shenishchetu bazara lav doraisa, that even shechting the animals over there is not going to be than Isra Dereisa. So that was it. We answered that sixth kasha. Now a seventh kasha. Bishlan number Rabbi Yochanan Damar Alachi Ibn Nazir. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says it's Alachi Ibn Nazir, Ahachi Kimetame, Maisi Korban Tziporin V'Achil Kohen Malika. So if you're Metame, the Nazir becomes Tame. So then you have to bring the bird offerings that are generally brought by a Kohen, and he's allowed to eat them through Malika. Now we know Malika is not the normal way of Shechita. Malika is different. The Kohen is, what does he do? You pierce the back of the neck of the with the thumb, and it cuts through the neck, and that's the way you do it. Now normally that actually is an Isser Dereisa of Nevela. Only in the Beis Hamikdash through the method of Malika does the Torah tell you that this is Mutter. So this is fundamentally different than Shechita. So the Gemara says again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says it's a din d'oraisa, so then the Kohen is allowed to eat this korban. Makes sense. However, according to Rabbi Yossi Rav Chanina, Amar Reish Lakish haka'achil nevela, but according to Reish Lakish, says this whole din is derabanan, so you're not bringing any korban. So how are you bringing this korban into the base? You're bringing this korban that the Kohen is not really chayav in. He's going to be doing malika and eating the korban. That is an isra d'oraisa of nevela, because again, it's only mutter for a real korban. If this is not a full bona fide korban, so then this would not be the mitzvah of eating it, and that would be an isra d'oraisa of nevela. So says the Gemara, Kasavar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the Ein Shechita La'ov Min HaTorah. There's a machlokas in Chulin. So there's the machlokas, whether or not Bichlal, there needs to be Shechita for birds, or any way to be able to cause the bird's like windpipe to get cut off and have it die in that manner would be mutter way of eating a bird. Really, Shechita was only on behemoths. Dereisa. So the Gemara says, Chulin Bazara love Dereisa. And also to that, if he holds both of these dinim, that Chulin Bazara is not a Dereisa, and the concept of shechting the bird is not a Dereisa, and therefore the Nevela at best would be a Derabanan, and since it's only a Derabanan for the mitzvah Derabanan of Chinuch, we allow the Kohen to eat the Korban. So the Gemara says that really true, though. The Gemara is going to quote a very lengthy Braisa right now to prove that this is not true in the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. Vesavar Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, achi, is it really true that he holds that way? Vatana, don't we learn in a Braisa? Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, Omer, minayin lechatas of shiba ala safek she'inan achelas. From where do we know that a chatas of that's brought in a situation of safek is not allowed to be eaten? The Torah tells us that a zava, when a woman has given birth, has to bring, right? Torah minayona. As a chatas v'achad la'ola. So now, even when the woman is in doubt, she has to bring this korban. She has to bring a chatas. The chatas of is brought, but is not allowed to be eaten. So the baisa wants to know, where do we know this from? So the Rush points out that the fact that you have to bring a chatas in the case of Suffolk, that's not anywhere explicitly in the Torah. And that's what we want to learn it over here. That actually gets into Beis Shaila of the idea, if you hold Suffolk d'oraisa l'chumra, is a din d'oraisa, that's the whole famous Sheir Shmaita, the very first Sheir Shmaita. What's the nature of Safek d'oraisa l'chumra? We know. If a person is not sure if he did a mitzvah d'oraisa, if he's not sure he shook the lulav on the first day of Sukkot, or if he's not sure he said Kriyat Shema, or if he even said Kriyat Shema at a time where it's Safek Laila, and you might not be Yotze the mitzvah d'oraisa, so you have to repeat Kriyat Shema, you have to repeat the mitzvah d'oraisa and do it again to make sure you Yotze the mitzvah d'oraisa. Is that din a din d'oraisa, or is that din only a din d'rabbanan? So if that din is a din d'oraisa that you have to repeat it and do it again on Safek d'oraisa l'chumra, l'chora, this Gemara is a little bit problematic, because why is the Gemara searching for a source to tell me that you have to be machmer? Why don't we just assume it's a Safek d'oraisa l'chumra that she may have given birth, and if it's a Safek d'oraisa l'chumra, mamela, I know that she'd be chayav to do it on a level of d'oraisa. If you hold that it's d'rabbanan, and this seems to be a nice raya over here, if you hold the whole nature of Safek d'oraisa l'chumra is din d'rabbanan, so here we actually want to say, where do we know that this is a real full-fledged level of d'oraisa, and that's why she'd have to bring the korban. I just thought to discuss it. I'm not sure. I thought lechor this is a raya for the other way, that it's Safek d'oraisa l'chumra is a din d'rabbanan. It's the Sheish Maitza makes a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba. So the Gemara continues now. Talmud Lomar. So why do I know? So again, so what we're learning over here, that it's she'ena nechalat, it's not allowed to be in. Talmud Lomar, Vazavid Zavah Lazachar v'Nakeva, Ma'akesh Nakeva Lazachar. We learn by mentioning a male and a female together that they're linked together. Ma'azachar maybe Korban Alavadai, just like the male, the animal chatas for someone who definitely violates an Isser, it brings a chatas. So too Nakeva is only maybe Korban Alavadai. She brings a chatas for when she's definitely violated an Isser, Doraisa. So if someone does it, Vavadai. So now the Gemara says, Umazachar maybe ala suffix, so too a zachar, meaning a male. A man has to bring an asham tali in a case of suffix. So too an eats nekeva maybe ala suffix. A woman also has to bring a korban in a situation where she's in doubt for the asham in the case of asham tali. Umazachar mimin shuhu maybe ala vadai. So just like when it comes to the case of a zachar, It's Meminshim Ivi Alavade, maybe Ala Safek, so too he's going to bring it for a doubtful case. Afnekeva, so too in the case of a female, Meminshahi Mivi Alavade, maybe Ala Safek. She brings it for uncertain situations, that it should be a Chatas Ha'of. So now the Gemara continues, Ima Zachar, maybe Korban Vinechel. So maybe you could argue that when it comes to a case of a male, a person who's a man, he brings a Korban out of a case of Rashim Tali, it's eaten by the Kohen. I could have argued that the case of a female, if she brings an asham talay or a chata sa'of, it should be eaten by a kayan, amart. You can reject that argument. Because what could you argue? Imamart, turning on to the next amma now, imamart bezachar, you're going to tell me in the case of a male that's brought the case of asham talay, that eaten shekin isarecha, because there's one isar deresa, if he actually didn't violate the isar, so then he's bringing chulin azara. That would be the one isar deresa that's uprooted. However, taimer ben akeva, when it comes to a case of a woman, who's bringing a chatas off, shishnei isurin, that it would have involved two isur deraisas. One, presumably, is eating the chulin like the male, eating the chulin, because she wasn't really chayav in the korban. The second one, though, would lechora be eating something which would be nevela, because if it was done through malika, rather than shchita, as we mentioned, that would be the isur deraisa of nevela. So then, that would be lechora, according to Biyosu, you can't learn it from over here. So lechora, the Gemara is saying, the Gemara fleshes out, my shnei isurin, what are the two isurin mentioned by the case of a woman? Lav isur nevela, vechulin bazar, lechora, those are the two isurim. Why Rabbi Yosef Yehuda in the bracelet tells you you can't learn it from the man to the woman, and that's why we can't learn that it should be eaten by the case of a chatas ha'of that's not eaten by the woman. So lechora, we see over here that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda considers them to be an iser deraisa against what we just wanted to tell you, that he holds the chatas ha'of, that the whole idea is rather the whole idea of a shechita rather than an oaf is all a nature an iser derabanan. So says the Gemara, Maskiv la Ravacha Brei Deravika. Ravacha Brei Deravika asked another kasha from the Braisa, Udilma Mechayev Alea Meshum de Mitzchay Ketrei Nisurin B'Darabanan. Maybe it's not necessarily an Isser D'Raisa, but it's as if it looks like it's an Isser D'Rabanan that looks like an Isser D'Raisa. He's suggesting that the halacha of Shechita for Ophos and the Isser, maybe also of the non-shechted Korbanos, are only both D'Rabanan. However, there still be enough grounds to ban the eating of the Chatas Of in a case of Safek because it looks bad. So therefore, it looks bad, you wouldn't have it. So then according to this, then when you have a Safek Chatas Of, it's Aser Midarabanan to eat it. Midaraisa, you'd be allowed to eat it. Midarabanan, they made it a special halacha because it looks bad. You might be violating two Isurim that we tell you not to eat it. So therefore, we have suggested, we have now refuted the Kasha against Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that it could still work with the Rabbi Ish Lakish's answer. So now the Gemara wants to suggest, maybe the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Ish Lakish, with regards to the Yesod Machlokas about the Nazirus for the Katan, is it really Machlokas Tanayim? Lema Katanai. It's a Machlokas Tanayim. So I once saw in the Frank Dictionary, it's a wonderful dictionary for Gemara, anyone who wants to use it. So he suggested, whenever you have a Lema Katanai, it's always rejected. It's a question. It's like, how could it be that usually lemas anyway are suggestions that we're going to reject, but lema katana is like a real kasha. It's like, how could it be that we're attributing a machlokas to Rish Lakish or Yochanan when it's really argued about generations earlier? So why are you presenting it as a machlokas between later, like I mentioned, like Rishlomo Zalman or Moshe arguments? What are you talking about? It's not a machlokas Rishlomo Zalman or Moshe. It's a machlokas, whatever. Let's say it better. Rishlomo Zalman and Rav Avadia. So say, don't present it as a machlokas Rishlomo Zalman and Avadia. It's a machlokas the Shulchan Aruch and Ramos. It's a machlokas Ashkenazim and Sephardim what to do. It's not the machlokas Rav Avadia and Rishlomo Zalman. So that you can imagine that would be a problem to present something like that. So that's a similar thing of Lema Katanai. So the Gemara says, "Ad Masay Mader is one of a Nazir." Until when someone can impose Nazirus on his son? Ad Shiavish Teisaros. Until he has two pubic hairs. Until he has two Teisaros, obviously you have to give him 13 also, but you need both. I don't know if people realize this, that is the qualification for a Din Del Reisa. So a Bar Mitzvah boy, we don't check him and things like that, because that's Chazaka the Rebbe, that the 13-year-old will. We'll have Shtei Saros, but we don't rely on that. I don't know if people are aware of this part of the halacha. We don't rely on that for Dinim Daraisa. For Dinim Daraisa, if a boy doesn't have some form of facial hair, which shows that he would have signs of maturity, if we don't know Bevada that he has Shtei Saros, we would not be a makil for him to be Motzias in a Din Daraisa. For example, let's say, when coming up, in Parsha Zachar, so many times, many communities are Machmer, as Lechor they should be, that a Bar Mitzvah boy should not be laning Parsha Zachar because it's a Din Daraisa, and if we don't have the Chazaka, if we don't, we do have Chazaka Darabah, that we don't check him, it's embarrassing. if we're not checking him, then we don't know that he is a gadol midaraisa, and therefore we can be mekel on laning, which be'etzim is a din derabanan, the nature of laning kresa Torah on a normal Shabbos. However, the din daraisa of zechiras hamalek, we're generally makbid to not have him. And there's other halachas also. That's why kiddush on Friday night, it's not so pasha to be yotze with him if you assume it's a mitzvah daraisa. Maybe we're yotze in tefillah. Okay, all different halachas that this comes up. With regards to son, that he needs shtei saros. Anyway, divrei Rabbi, you need a shtei saros. So before that time, if he is 13, let's say, and he is not a shtei saros, he's still midrabanan. He's still not the raisa chayav mitzvos yet. So that's the pishit of Rabbi. Yes, Rabbi Amar Atshegi la onas nedarim. No, until he reaches onas nedarim. So that's his 12th year. I mean, the 12th going on to 13th year is 12th year. What we'd call 12. So that halacha, he's not considered a gadol yet. However, when it comes to a neder, that's when we start looking at him, because we learn it out based on the pasuk ish kiafli neder. A man is going to make a neder, so we're going to learn out that ish is samuch leish, not just when it's ish, but it's coming to larabos to include even a child below the age of 13. So my laugh tonight. So now the Gemara is going to say tonight, Zemachokas tonight. The Rebbe Savar Halacha B'Nazir. Rebbe understands, like Rebbe Yochanan, that the right of the father and to pose the Zeros on his son was Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. Even though he's allowed to make his own Adarim, meaning a 12-year-old, 11-year-old, if we assume he has Das, we start checking him. If he really had Das to make the Neder, his Neder is Nitfas. It's a valid Neder. So he holds that the halacha of here is halacha of Moshe Mesinai, that even though the son has the right to make his own Adarim for these purposes of Nadarim, still the father can be madir him to make a nezirus. Madir lei v'azil demaisir shtei saros until he becomes a full-fledged gadol at 13. That's the special halacha l'moshe Mesinai. However, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda d'amar ad shegil onas darim. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says that the age, the maximum age that the father is able to be madir his son in nezirus is until he's able to make his own nezirus, which is below the age of 13. Even when he's 12, even maybe 11, let's assume 12 right now, that if he's 12, at that age, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda would say that you're no longer able to be madir him to make nezirus. So, and he would hold Savar Kedah the Chanukah Mitzvahs. He understands that the whole nature of Naziros is a din of Chinuch. And Kevin Nafik Mershusei, but once the son is now able to make his own Nedarim, so then, Sulo Mechayev, the father is no longer obligated to train him in this Mitzvah because it's Kilo, he's on his own right. He's on his own for the Halachas of Nedarim at this point. So the Gemara answers Amrei Lo. No, that's not the Machlokas Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi. Dekuli Alma Halacha Ibn Nazir. So we're going to flesh out both ways. Rabbi Yochanan can explain it, both shitas according to his explanation, both Tanayim and Rish Lakish also. Start with Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan can say, everybody says it's Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. So what is Machlokes over here? Hacha Mamuflas Amachlish Kemiflagi. They're arguing about what's the status of the son who's below the age of Bar Mitzvah, who's Samachlish. This Drasha, Muflas Amachlish, is that we learn from Ish Kiyav Neder, that it's Muflas Samachlish, someone who's on the verge of becoming a Gadol. What does this mean? Rabbi Sar Muflas Samachlish Darabanan. The whole thing is a smachta. It's not a real drasha daraisa that a katan below the age of, just like a katan can't do anything else midaraisa, his maisim is not matter. So too, when it comes to a neder, according to Rebbe, that's all nature of darabanan, to make a neder. So therefore, the right of the father, which is a din daraisa, based on, as we're saying, based on the concept of lachal al-shem Sinai, so then that would be okay, the din darabanan of the muflash samach leish, the son is able to make his own adarim, and the father can impose nadarim on him. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudasavar, muflash samach leish is daraisa. He understands that the muflash samach leish is also a din daraisa, and therefore the halacha would end at when it comes to muflash samach leish. That's, and they both, everybody agrees that the concept of the father being madir than the son in his zeros would be a din daraisa according to Rabbi Yochanan. Vibaisema, or we could suggest, dikuli alma kede lechan chabamitzas. Everybody agree that it's the concept of to do chinuch, as Rish Lakish wants a taina. Mufla samachlish derabanan. You never would agree that mufla samachlish is a din derabanan. So why, what's the yisod machlokes? Rabbi Sarver, Isa chinuch derabanan, dachi mufla samachlish derabanan. Rabbi understands that the rabbinic din of training on chinuch would be overriding the din of the katan making his own nazirus, that the father is able to be madir him. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda had inserted Adjinus number Kasavar, Lo Asichinich Darbanan, Vidache Mufla Samachlish. The din Darbanan, the Asmachta of being able to make his own neder would uproot and supersede, would take precedence over the din of the father being able to be madir the son. That's what we learn from over here. So now the Gemara suggests Lema Hanetanai Kananetanai. Usually what Lema is always rejected, as I mentioned, this could be an example of Lashon Nazir Mishuna, because this Lema is actually accepted. One of the very few times in Shas we'll have a Lema that's actually accepted. That we're going to assume that this Machlokas between Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is actually a Machlokas Tanaim. Disanya Maisa Rebbe Chanina. What once happened to Rebbe Chanina? Sheidiru Aviv Ben Nazir. His father declared him a Nazir. Vehevil Lifnei Rabban Gamliel, and they brought him before Rabban Gamliel to be checked. checked him to ascertain whether he had two heirs or not, to assume whether he was a real gadol. So obviously, Rabbi Chanina was over 13, according to this version. Rabbi Yossi Omer Leidai Megiel Ones Nadari Milav. Rabbi Yossi understood the different version, that it was to check whether he had reached the age of Ones Nadarim, not that he was over 13. So according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, he was between 12 and 13 while they were checking him to see if he has made his own Nazirus. So Lechora, we see over here, the first version is going to understand that the father is allowed to impose Nazirus on the son. Because that's why we're checking him even over the age of 13. Right, the second version is assuming that no, only until you reach the age of Nadarim, like Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Amar Lo, the hemshech of the story. Tomorrow's daf is very short, so we'll be able to easily catch up. We'll pick up with Amar Lo, B'siyata Deshmaya, tomorrow's daf.